Good morning. I'm Queenie Kim, and this is the California Report. When it comes to voter affiliation, Democrats and Republicans are losing out to no party affiliation. According to new voter registration data put out by the Secretary of State yesterday, almost a quarter of California voters say they don't identify with either party. Meanwhile, the latest numbers show that Democrats and Republicans are losing voter loyalty, albeit only by a percentage point or so. By now, you know we're in a drought, and with prolonged droughts come water fights. Water agencies in the Palm Springs area are trying to squash a lawsuit that could give a local Indian tribe unprecedented authority over the region's water supply. The California Report's L.A. Bureau Chief Stephen Cuevas has more.
The Coachella Valley Water District and the Desert Water Agency manage a water supply for some 150,000 customers, a significant portion of which is drawn from land belonging to the Agua Caliente Indian tribe. Earlier this month, a federal court judge ruled the tribe has inherent rights to that groundwater and cleared the way for a trial to determine how much it can lay claim to. The water agencies filed an appeal late yesterday. Agua Caliente Chairman Jeff L. Gruby says the tribe is trying to help reverse decades of overpumping and the agency's alleged failure to adequately treat water imported from elsewhere.
And all while doing this, they've raised our rates here in the valley year after year after year, and we're not paying for any better water.
Attorneys for the water agencies were unavailable for comment, but in a statement, water officials voiced concern that the Agua Caliente tribe was looking to cash in, perhaps by exporting water to outside agencies. Not true, says Tribal Chairman Gruby.
It's not a money grab. We want to work with the water agencies for the betterment of the Coachella Valley.
Water officials also worried that if Agua Caliente prevails, the tribe will use its sovereign nation status to skirt public oversight. A trial date has yet to be set, pending the water agency's appeal. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Los Angeles.
Speaking of Los Angeles, it gets a bad rap for its smog, but California's Central Valley also has the dubious distinction of having some of the dirtiest air in the nation. The sources of that bad air range from its vast ag industry to the trucks hauling goods up and down Highway 99. But air regulators say there might be another source of pollution. Asia. From the Central Valley Bureau, Alice Daniel has more.
The San Joaquin Valley Air Pollution Control District invited a group of scientists from California, China, and elsewhere to a three-day meeting this week. They'll discuss how ozone emissions from fast-growing countries in Asia are worsening the valley's already choking smog.
The world, in so many ways, is getting smaller in respect to what we always thought was kind of our own backyard issue, ozone.
That's the district's health science advisor, David Lighthall. He helped organize the conference. The district is already funding research out of UC Davis to assess the effects of pollution blowing in from Asia and getting trapped in the bowl-shaped Central Valley. It's enough, Lighthall says, to prevent the district from meeting federal clean air health standards on some days. But the federal EPA says on the valley's worst air days, most ozone pollution comes from local sources. Local health advocates like Dolores Weller say the Air District is straying too far from home. She's the director of a Clean Air Advocacy Coalition.
It would be great to see an agriculture, farming operations, and air pollution conference based here in the valley as opposed to, you know, transboundary ozone conference.
But the district says it must research all sources of air pollution to know exactly what it's dealing with and how best to mitigate. The Ozone Conference runs through Thursday at Tenaya Lodge outside of Yosemite. For the California Report, I'm Alice Daniel in Fresno.
You know you've got to keep cleaning products away from kids because they're not safe. But are those products safe for the rest of us? The answer is we don't really know. And so lawmakers have proposed a law to help us find out. Marisa Lagos from KQED's California Politics and Government Desk explains.
To illustrate the problem consumers are facing, all I had to do was look under my sink. What is in the cleaning products under my sink? So here's one called Biodegradable All-Purpose Cleaner. And if you look on the back, it says there's water cleaning agents, a chelating agent, and preservative. That doesn't really tell me much.
And that's not surprising, says Renee Sharp.
If you are a consumer and you're concerned and you want to go out and you want to buy a safer cleaning product, it's actually pretty difficult because so many cleaning products are not disclosing their ingredients.
Sharp is the director of toxics research at Oakland's Environmental Working Group. The group is sponsoring Assembly Bill 708 to require manufacturers of cleaning products to disclose what's in them. Sharp and other health advocates say there's growing evidence that chemicals in products are causing asthma and other health problems, especially in kids. And the state health department issued a warning about cleaning products in schools last year. Half Moon Bay resident Marika Holmgren is a breast cancer survivor who advocates for safer consumer products. She hopes the bill will do more than just help consumers.
Requiring that companies list the ingredients is a very good first step that motivates them to be more transparent. If they have to be transparent, they may feel more compelled to include ingredients that are safer, that are maybe not quite so toxic.
The bill is expected to get its first committee hearing next month. For the California Report, I'm Marisa Lagos.
And finally, we bring you this good news about the Sierra Nevada bighorn sheep. The animal is known for its big size. The rams can weigh up to 220 pounds and its ability to climb treacherous terrain. They once roamed Yosemite and Sequoia National Parks. However, today, the sheep are listed as a federally endangered species in those parks. In the year 2000, the bighorn sheep's population was at about 100. But the latest count shows that the sheep is making a comeback. There are now about 600 of them. And that's a California Report for Tuesday, March 31st, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Queena Kim. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from Bracamontes and Velocic PC, San Francisco trial lawyers protecting the injured and wrongfully terminated, fighting for tenants' rights. BVLawSF.com. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. And the California Endowment, working to achieve health and justice for all. Learn more at calendow.org.